You know.
Thank you for calling Laura Tano Sign Group. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. To access the company directory, press pound. To order nameplates, press 2. To place a service call, press 3. Or you may remain on the line for further assistance. Thank you.
Good morning, Laura Tano Sign.
Yeah, Pat, please.
Sure, which Pat are you looking for?
Oh, I was looking for Pat Byrne.
Okay, and can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Ruben. He's accepting my call.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
Cardiff.
Okay, one moment, please. He's actually not at his desk. Did you want his voicemail? He is here. I don't know if you want to try back in a little while. I did see him.
Oh. Could I hold for him?
Yeah, sure. I'll try and page him. Give me just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Pat Byrne speaking.
Hey, Pat, this is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you? Sorry to keep you waiting. I was out on the other end of the building.
No problem. Is now a good time to go over the files?
Yeah, sure. Yep.
All right. So, I know you're working with Peter here, and he's your sales rep. I'm really not a sales rep. I used to be on the sales side, but I think oftentimes in a lot of these transactions, I like to kind of be blunt with people. You're going to probably have a lot of offers thrown your way for the truck, and I don't want to turn this into a race to the bottom. I want to show you guys some value here. Have you received any offers on for the truck financing?
I have. I got one in this morning that I just haven't even opened the attachment yet.
Can you tell me what the approvals you've been offered to see? Because I'll tell you, like, I just got off the phone with another customer, and they have a great approval, and they're like, well, beat our approval. I'm like, look, man, you're going to do the loan with the truck with that guy, and you're going to do the loan with the equipment with us, because I'm sorry, his is vice versa. He's doing trucks with us and equipment with someone else because I can actually respect the approval he has and know that it's in his best interest to do that deal. But can you tell me what you've been offered?
I know I'm looking at three companies. I know I've got one that said we'll give you a $250,000 line of credit.
That's us. That's Bank of Cardiff, I think.
I think that might be the other guy.
Okay.
Because Bank of Cardiff, we were talking about the truck, and then you asked me to fax over the or PDF over the invoice on the additional equipment that we had recently paid cash for, and you were going to look to combine the two.
Correct. I'm saying, but for the truck, what kind of terms have you been offered? Do you mind? Just, I'm not going to ask for your approval, but can I ask
That was what I was trying to explain. Is I said I went to three different companies and said I want to buy a truck for $105,000.
Okay.
One company came back to me and said we'll give you a $250,000 line of credit. You can use $105,000 now, and you'll have more later for other stuff.
Okay.
Another company.
Hey,
said,
Pat.
My
phone system is cutting in now. Give me about 10 seconds. I need to repair this. Just give me 10 seconds, okay?
Sure.
Pat?
Yeah. Yep. Hello.
Pat?
Hello.
Yeah, that's a million times better. Okay, so you said one company came back to you and said they do 250 line of credit. Okay.
Another company said we'll finance the truck.
Okay. In terms of
and
the
then
finance,
it was you, and then it was you where I was working with Pete, and he said, "Oh, sure, we'll finance the truck." And then you and I talked the end of last week, or.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it was, and you said, hey, send me over that equipment you
Correct.
Just paid cash for, and we'll see what we can do to combine the two and get you a deal on both of the pieces.
Correct. And can I ask what...
But beyond that, I don't have in front of me, other than to start digging through and finding the stuff, what the terms are. Let me...
Yeah, that'd be a good point, because I think what I see a lot of is, you know, and I think I talked to you and the owner on Friday, which was you guys were looking for as long a term as possible. Then we kind of figure out, hey, you just bought something cash. Why not look at something that's maybe middle of the road? The one thing that I do want to prevent, and I hope you appreciate the frankness, is I don't want you to turn this into, you know, a car deal where you're getting 500 different offers. And
no.
I'd like to show
I'm
you.
I'm literally only in touch with three finance companies, you know, like yourself, and I think you even acknowledged that one of them was Leaf, and that's
yeah, good company.
That's the one that I got in this morning. I just opened it up, and what I've got is something. I've got two options: either a dollar purchase option or a 10% PUT.
Okay.
In terms of 12, 24, 36, 39, 48, 60, and 72.
Why don't you give me the 60?
Check off which order you, which finance deal you want, either month, either the dollar purchase option at the end or the 10% PUT.
We're not going to do it. We would do a finance agreement, not even a dollar buyout. We don't want to screw around with taxes and deal, because with the dollar purchase option, you're kind of paying interest on taxes. It's documentation is not as, the problem with leases is this. You'll like the lease payment, but when it actually comes to working with your vendor, it's a mess, because your vendor will have to build us as a leasing company, ship to you. They don't need sales tax, so they need a resale certificate for me. You'll go through 18 levels of bureaucracy. I'm just going to give you a finance agreement that's going to be billed to and shipped to the customer. Although, so the dollar purchase option does give me an idea of your pricing. So what is your dollar purchase option for 60 months?
You mean the monthly payment?
Yeah.
I'm not seeing an interest rate. I'm seeing a $2,090 monthly payment at 60 months for a dollar buyout.
Okay. And what's the equipment cost?
The cost is the $106,200.
Okay. So let's run these numbers. So That's for the 106-200?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any down payment required?
I don't believe so. Truck.
And what was your monthly payment again?
$2,090.02.
Okay. So, and that's for the dollar, not the 10%, correct?
That's correct.
Just to give me a comparison, what's the 10% purchase option?
At 60 months, is $1,954.08.
And this is an approval or a quote?
This says customer proposal.
Okay.
But I believe it's approved because Leaf had, you know, they had marched forward and said we're making the arrangements for the title and transfer and whatever else, and I said stop.
Okay.
I didn't give you approval to proceed yet.
All right. Can I give you my weigh in 2 cents here? They've got a great approval. They've got a great approval for you. That's most likely why they're trying to get the ball on the road. I can undercut them, but me saving you $6 or $10 probably doesn't, it's counterproductive more than anything. Here's what I would like to throw out as probably a nice end of the road solution for you.
Yeah.
I've got you approved for both, but I'd like to do the financing on the reimbursement for the equipment. I've got that approved. It gives you some additional capital, so you don't have to throw all your cash into this purchase. Now, your equipment purchase was $57,500, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Let me give you the numbers that I have. Now, I guess the question I'd ask you is this. We can do anything from 2 years to 5 years on the letter bending machine. Do you have a preference?
I think it would be best for us to manage the monthly payment to be, I wouldn't want to go to, 200 months and make it very small, but longer than shorter,
Okay.
In the 12 to 72 range, 60 might feel right.
Okay. So here's what I can do, and it's a pretty darn competitive offer, just so you know. I think what's going on with the truck, and I can give you a little feedback, is the truck industry is a very saturated industry for lending because it's the best collateral there is. It is the best collateral. And I think we get solicited by lenders that want us to send them business all the time who say, well, we do this truck because people can securitize these assets and sell them off just like mortgage-backed securities because they're trucks. They've got the title. It's the best thing in the world. So,
sure.
Like I said, I think me trying to beat them on that approval, I don't really think I show you value based on how aggressive they're being. Here's the numbers that I would suggest. And I probably wouldn't suggest doing a 5-year term on this machine since you paid cash, although I'll offer it to you. I'd probably suggest a 4-year term. I think that's the best deal, so to speak.
Fine.
If we looked at financing the full $57,500, what I can do is I can do it instead of just your first and last payment due at signing. I can just do your first payment only due at signing, which I think, so you don't have to stroke a big check.
Yeah.
And you're going to be looking at 4 years, and I can send you docs, by the way, for you to review it on a proposal once you're ready to move forward. Let's see what I can offer you. I'm going to cut it very thin, to be blunt with you. I can give you a payment of $1,444.61 for 48 months. So that's 47 remaining payments at $1,444.
Uh-huh.
I can give you a 5-year term at $1,184.19. And that's with one. That's with one payment due at signing. This would be a finance agreement, not a lease. So there's no dollar purchase option. You own the equipment from day one. We're just secured against it.
Yep.
You know, my feedback is
that is for that piece of equipment that we bought.
Correct. Which is, and this is super, super aggressive pricing based on this equipment, because I'm assuming you guys buy a lot of equipment, and we'd like to get our foot in the door and get a relationship going.
Understand.
I think you should go with Leaf on the truck. I think that's a great offer, and it's not me telling you what to do. It's just,
you're not, I was ready to write down what you were going to tell me about the truck, but you're not going to tell me about the truck. You're telling me Leaf has given me a very attractive offer, and I should.
They're giving you a really good offer. Right now, I think that's a really attractive offer. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, if I'm on our industry is kind of like a gentleman's agreement, so to speak, and I think me undercutting them by $10, the problem is, if I undercut them by $10 and you go with me, then you'll just take my offer and send it back to them. Why wouldn't you? And so I think part of our industry is kind of respecting when people have an approval for you. If this is an approval, it's approved in writing, it's make sure it's approved, it's not a general proposal. Yeah, I think that's really solid. I think it's a really good approval. The rate factor on that is very, very low, and I think that all goes back to, do you have a pre-existing relationship with Leaf?
No.
Okay. I would just confirm in writing.
Other than like your company, I mean, we stay in contact. I get calls from all the time from Leaf. I get calls all the time from your folks saying, "Hey, what are you doing? What can we help you with?" All that, you know, that's our only existing relationship.
The business owners have good credit. The business has good credit. So you have, I think, people like pawing at the doors. I'd like to offer you a solution that I think if someone says, "Hey, I just paid cash," why not do a reimbursement? And this is, I can get you a contract out by the end of business today. All I would need is a copy of the driver's licenses to make your docs. But this is pretty aggressive pricing, which I think, you know, is hopefully appreciated because we want to get our foot in the door. But no, I think if Leaf has that offer for you, I think you should do one loan with Leaf and one loan with us. And here's the other reason. Combining this into one probably wouldn't even be advantageous. Usually it is. But since you're talking about a titled vehicle, that's kind of a mess when you combine vehicles and equipment. You should probably do two separate contracts. Uh-huh. So I would probably suggest, based on all the mechanics, the reimbursement, do the truck with Leaf and if you're interested, do the reimbursement with us. I can offer you, by the way, a shorter term as well. It's just, if you're looking for long term, those are the terms that I suggest. And that's one payment down.
Yeah. Well, you know, the piece of equipment we replaced lasted about 15 years or so. I felt it should last 30 years. You know, that's a piece of equipment that the previous one we paid even more than the 57, we paid upwards of $100,000. And I say, I buy a 100,000 piece of equipment, you know, it should last me 30 years. And the thing with this one is, they said, "Oh, gee, it's broken and they don't make the parts anymore." Well, you sold me a machine 12 to 15 years ago, and now you're saying it's obsolete because you don't make replacement parts for it anymore?
Is it the same vendor?
Crazy. Yeah.
Is it the same vendor?
Yeah.
Is it the same dealer that's selling the equipment? Or is it different?
I think it's just the manufacturer. We're working through the manufacturer.
I mean, I think technology changes really fast. That's kind of, you know, what I deal with on my side of things. But I think kind of for at least the financing side of things, I think you've got, you know, we'd love to get the relationship going. You know, I hope, and I can beat, I want to stress, we can beat this company with Leaf, but literally turning this into a battle over $10, I don't feel brings you any true value. And I hope just people appreciate the fact that we're honest with them, because we want to treat people the way that we'd like to be treated ourselves.
Yep. I understand.
Let me give you kind of some next steps moving forward. So, file's approved. Pricing's very cheap. I'd love to send you documents for you guys to review. Just so you know, our contract is 2 pages long. It's very non-invasive. And then we have a few other pages that verify who are we paying. In this case, we'd be paying you. I can get you documented, signed, and I can get the money back into your account by the end of, I'd say, business on Friday. You guys just got this equipment, correct?
We didn't take delivery yet.
Oh, you haven't even taken delivery. Okay, cool. So, I mean, we can actually do it two ways. So, have you paid, has the vendor cashed the second check or no?
I'm sure that they have.
Okay. So
I'm not sure that they have, but it was sent a bit ago, so there's no reason for them to be holding it.
Well, let me give you two options. It might make your life a little easier, okay? When we do what's called a reimbursement, we do generally what's called a site visit, where we go out and we take a picture of the equipment. But if we do this as a normal purchase and pay the vendor, we don't have to go through that trouble. And we can get you funded by probably tomorrow. So if you're interested in moving forward with this scenario, what I would do is I would call the vendor, the dealer, and say, hey, look, we've got financing arranged on this purchase. Would you mind holding the check for a day?
Right.
I can send you documents today, get them signed, pay the vendor tomorrow, and then they can just kick you back the money they've already paid, the deposit you have. And that would probably save you a site inspection, which is a day. It'd save you a small fee to do a site visit, and it'd be in your best interest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you want to kick those numbers around and give me a holler back, we'd love to get up on the door.
Yeah, I just need to get with Suyin. Suyin was in the call last week. She's the finance manager. I just want to share all this with her and make sure
Absolutely.
She's aware with it.
Yeah, I don't know if I spoke to you or I speak to the owner or who the appropriate contact is.
No. I you know, when we talked last week, Mike said, you know, deal with me. So,
okay.
You know, and I deal with, I cover all this stuff for Mike, the owner, and
okay.
Of course, Wayne, the finance manager. But I just like to circle back with them and share with them what we've talked about and see where they want to go with it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a really, just to kind of give you feedback without beating a dead horse here, it's
uh-huh.
pretty similar in terms of the pricing that we're quoting you. It's very, very similar. It's a little more expensive, but not much. For equipment, it's similar to your pricing on your truck deal. It's quite similar. It's within
what's
a hair.
What's the underlying interest rate on your equipment?
Well, we're quoting you. You're not going to get a contract that separates interest and principal. You're going to get a finance agreement. It's going to be a fixed payment, and the rate factor I'm quoting you on 60 months with nothing, with one payment down, is 0.0205. So 0.0205. Your truck factor rate is like a 0.019 something. The difference here is that we're doing it for collateral that is not nearly as strong, and so I think it's a very similar offer, and both approvals work.
So 2.05%?
No, it's a rate factor. So you take that factor, and you'd multiply it by the equipment cost. You're not going to get an APR on these documents probably wherever you go. You're not going to get a separation of interest and principal. You're going to get a fixed monthly payment program.
Mm-hmm.
Our contract also does, you'll see when we send you a contract, it does actually give you a discount for paying off early, which is very unique. Most contracts are fixed, and you have to pay all the payments remaining regardless, but we actually give customers a discount for paying off early.
Yep.
And like I said, one down instead of first and last, which is quite aggressive in our mind.
Yep.
But yeah, those are the numbers. Like I said, the only thing I would tell you for funding is, if you would like to, I'd like to move forward with this transaction, but I would call your vendor, because if we can pay your vendor and not have to reimburse you, it's going to save you time and money.
Yeah, understand. And I don't know if they'll work something where they'll reimburse me what we've paid them and then let you pay them.
I can actually, I would tell you how I do it because I've done this a million times. I'd send them documents. I'd send you documents the owners had signed. They'd send them back to me. I'd send an email to the vendor. I'd say, hey, this is Ruben from Bank of Cardiff. We're attempting to wire out the vendor. We're attempting to wire you this amount of money. Can you please confirm that once you receive funds, you will refund the customer the balance owed? And they're like,
yeah.
No problem at all.
Sure. We don't care where the money comes from.
Correct.
It's all the same to us. Yep. All right, great.
Cool.
How do I get back in touch with you?
Let me give you my phone number.
Good. Go.
858-866-9102.
And that, is that direct to you or is there an extension?
That's my direct line.
Great.
Cool.
I will, Suanne's not in the office. I will reach out to her, see if I can catch her and get this moving today. If not, it'll be first thing tomorrow morning when she's back in the office.
Cool. Sounds like a plan.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ruben. You've been very helpful.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm here to help.
I appreciate it.
You got it, brother.
Bye.
Bye-bye.